الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هاذم اللذات الموت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala an, who is a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrates an incident wherein he says: خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنازة رجل من الأنصار. One Ansari Sahabi passed away, and we, the group of Sahaba, came out with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to attend the janazah. So he says that we came to the Qabristan, but the grave was not yet dug. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down, and we sat around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ka'anna ala ru'usina at-tayr, as though they were birds that were sitting on our heads. Now this is a proverb that they use in Arabic. When they say birds were sitting on their heads, means that we sat completely focused. We were not moving around or looking around. This is like how the camel, when the bird will come and sit on the head of the camel and it will remove the ticks, then the camel does not move its head. So similarly, Sahaba say, we sat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we were completely focused and attentive. And he says, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a small piece of stick in his hand with which he was just digging into the ground. And then he raised his head and he addressed the Sahaba and he told them, Ista'idhu billahi min adhab al-qabr, seek Allah's protection from the punishment of the grave. Two or three times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had repeated the statement, bringing it to the attention of Sahaba. Don't treat this to be something light. This is one of the most important junctures of your life. This is the making or breaking point when you have to leave this dunya. Every person came here to leave this dunya. No one came to stay in this world. Even the farishtas, powerful, mighty, strong farishtas, Jibreel alayhi salam got 600 wings. When he spreads his wings, the wings spread throughout the horizon with the one corner of his wing, he picks up entire cities and crushes it. Even Jibreel alayhi salam, the time will come when he will have to leave this dunya. Even Malakul Maut himself, he is taking the lives of everyone. But the time will come when Malakul Maut will have to leave this dunya. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will have to taste of death on the appointed, prescribed time. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stipulated, not 1 second before, not 1 second after, when the time for this person has to leave this world comes, there is nowhere for him to hide. There is nowhere for him to run away. He has to leave on that prescribed time. The system of Allah is something that can never be wrong. So that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the Sahaba, be wary, remain alert, always be cognizant of this. The time is going to come when you're going to have to leave this world. What matters is how you're going to leave this world. What matters is what condition are you going to leave this world. What matters is what is the state of your heart at the time when you're leaving this world. Do you have iman in your heart, or is on your heart on everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When a person has got the reality of death before him, when he's got the reality of akhirat before him, when he's got the fear of Allah in his heart, then nothing else can frighten him on the surface of this world. But when you do not have the fear of death, when you do not have the worry of akhirat, when you do not have the fear of Allah in your heart, then everything will shake you. Everything will make you frightened. Everything will cause you to compromise. But you need to be focused. Allah sent me in this dunya. I have got a small amount of time. No one knows when he's going to leave this dunya. That is why the poet says it very beautifully. Khairi kun e fulan, wa ghanimat shumar umar, za peshtar bang barayat ke furana mand. Oh, so and so, value your time, value your life, value every second, value every moment. Do whatever good you can do before that time comes when your name is written on the board that so and so is no more in this dunya, is gone from this dunya. Like how you will see, you know, your phone, and you will get your janazah message, and this person passed away, and that person passed away, and not only old people are passing away, young people are passing away, people are not only passing away now, they were passing away all the time. But we are not cognizant. We are not seeing, we are not reading, we are not reflecting, we are not pondering, we are not thinking. One day it's my name that is going to be also on that message. What is going to be my condition at that time? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, seek Allah's protection. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when he found out about the punishment of the qabr, then after every namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek Allah's protection against the punishment of the grave. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba one dua, like how he would teach them a surah of the Quran with that importance. This dua is so important. Every day, make this dua in your salah, before your salam. When you're making the other duas, you will make this dua. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. O Allah, we seek your protection against the punishment of Jahannam. Wa a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. And I seek your protection against the punishment of the grave. Wa a'udhu bika min fitnatil masih ad-dajjal. And I seek your protection against the trials and tribulations of Dajjal. Wa a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. And I seek your protection against the tribulations and trials of life and death. And Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, he quoted this hadith, and then he says that it reached us. Imam Tawus rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a great tabi'i, who was one of the narrators of this hadith, he had told his son, make sure every day you read this dua in your namaz before you make salam. One day Imam Tawus, he just to see whether his son is doing it or not, he asked his son, did you read this dua? His son said, no, I forgot to read it. He said, go and repeat your namaz, read your namaz again. Because he narrated this hadith from about 3 or 4 different sahaba to discipline his son, that you have to be reading this dua all the time. And remember, respected friends, with a lot of these things, until and unless you do not discipline yourself or discipline your children, it will never get done. You need to take out the time to learn these types of duas and read them and reflect upon them and ponder over them. And if you don't take out the time and you procrastinate and you say, I will do it sometime in the future, unfortunately that time may never come, and the time may come for you to leave this dunya. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told the sahaba. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had given a graphic description of what happens when a person is leaving this dunya. And he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا كَانَ فِي انْقِطَاءٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالٍ إِلَى الْآخِرَةِ نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِيدُ الْوُجُوهِ. When a person, when a mu'min servant is about to depart from this world and he is proceeding to the year after, at that time farishtas come down with bright faces, with shining illuminating faces, كَأَنَّ وُجُوهَهُمَ الشَّمْسِ, as though their faces are radiant like the sun. Then the farishtas sit around this person as far as his gaze can reach. And then Malakul Maut comes. And Malakul Maut comes and sits by his head. And this is not mentioned in this narration, but some ulama mention that when Malakul Maut comes to a mu'min, how does he address a mu'min and a believer? What respect, what honor? Sometimes we are afraid for death, and the reason is we don't know what honor Allah gives to a mu'min and a believer. What a great privilege. So some ulama explain that Malakul Maut will address the believer, As-salamu alayka ya wali Allah. He makes salam to him, O wali of Allah, O friend of Allah. Inna rabbaka yukri'uka as-salam. Allah has conveyed his salams to you. And then Malakul Maut says, Ukhruji ayyatuha an-nafsu at-tayyiba ila maghfiratin min Allah wa ridwan. O pure soul. This was that pure soul who always kept his chastity, who kept his purity, who always remained focused to Allah, who was devoted for the deen of Allah. Now he's being respected like this. In the meanwhile, those angels that have come with Malakul Maut, they brought coffins from Jannat and they brought the fragrance from Jannat. So then Malakul Maut will address this ruh. أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ, O pure soul, أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ. Now come out from this world to the forgiveness of Allah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described how the ruh comes out. He says, you know, you get this leather bag, this water bag, and every now and then you'll see a drop of water just dropping out from the water bag. تَسِيلُ كَمَا تَسِيلُ الْقَطْرَ مِنَ السِّقَاءِ. This ruh will just come out so easily. You know how you just see that one drop just falling out. So the ruh also comes out like this. And when Malakul Maut, the ruh comes out, Malakul Maut will take the ruh in his hands. Now the man is dead. We cannot see all this. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us of the reality. Immediately those farishtas, they will come and take this ruh and they will put it in the coffins of Jannat. And they will put this ruh in the fragrance of Jannat. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, at that time, such a beautiful fragrance will emanate like was never found on the surface of this earth. Such a beautiful fragrance of musk. This is a mu'min. Maybe his whole life, he lived the life of poverty. His whole life, he never afforded expensive clothes. His whole life, he never had perfume. He never had expensive ether. But the day when this mu'min is to leave this dunya, then there is the most beautiful fragrance that is emanating from this ruh. And Allah protect. But remember, for a kafir, for a disbeliever, for a sinful person, for a jahannami, his whole life he must have used the most expensive perfume. But when his ruh comes out, that stench that emanates from that ruh is the worst stench on the surface of this earth. It is like the stench of a corpse and a dead body. So here this ruh is out. And then other hadiths explain that the farishtas want to have turns to carry this ruh. They want to get barakat from this ruh. They want to take benefit from this ruh. This is a pure ruh. This is a ruh of a mu'min and a believer. This is Allah's friend. For him is the highest level of honor and respect. The farishtas also want to hold this ruh. So they would pass it from hand to hand. And then they're taking it to the heavens. And as they're passing by other angels, so every angel is asking, Ma hadha ruhu tayyib? Who is this pure ruh you are bringing? Then they will take the name of that person. The best name that people would call him in the dunya. This is the ruh of so and so. This is Allah's selected servant. It is his ruh that is being transported. It is his ruh that is being taken. Then they will come to the first sky. Permission will be sought for the sky to open up. It will open up. The first sky, the prominent angels, all the very senior angels, they will accompany this ruh now to the second sky. So this is like a celebrity now. This man in the akhirat, he's like a celebrity in this dunya. The farishtas now want to accompany this ruh. Everyone wants to be there. You know, sometimes you get a very pious person. All the people want to be there with him. So this is the ruh of a mu'min. The angels want to be with him. Until eventually, they come to the seventh sky. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the order that take the book of deeds of my servant and put it in the Illiyin. The Illiyin is a place in the seventh sky that all the books of deeds of pious people all go there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this instruction that this is now, take his books of deeds and leave it there. And now take this ruh back to the ground. Because فَإِنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Because we created them from the earth. So take this ruh now and go back to the world. So now they will come back to the dunya, and they will bring the ruh, and the ruh now will be united with the body. The ruh will come into the qabr, and yeah, the ruh is united with the body. Now the farishtas, who are going to interrogate and test and ask the questions, who are known as munkar and nakir, now they come to the qabr now to pose the questions. But some ulama explain that, see, munkar and nakir, this word, if you look at it, why you call them munkar and nakir? Because they like very, very frightening. These angels, you know, they're very interrogating. They're very frightening. If you look at them, you will just get very frightened and, you know, you will get terrified. So they say for a mu'min, it's actually mubashir and bashir. So these are people who come to give you glad tidings. So it's the same angels, but they're coming in a different form now. They're coming in a very happy form, you know, in a form that's cheerful, in a form that will bring joy to the heart. That is why they call Mubashir and Bashir. And here now they come and pose the questions. Mar Rabbuk, who is your Lord? And a mu'min, remember in the qabr, what's going to come out? Not what was on your tongue, what was in your heart. What was in your heart is what's going to come out. Your whole life you could have said something with your tongue, but if it was not in your heart, it's not going to come out. So the mu'min will say, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is your deen? Deen al-Islam. My deen is Islam. And ma hadha alladhi buitha feekum? Who is this person that was sent among you? So they will say, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi. We believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the question that will be posed is that, how did you get this knowledge? Where did you find out all this from? So the ruh will say, I read the Quran Sharif and I brought iman in it and I testified in it. That is how I've got this knowledge. At that time an announcer will announce from the heavens, Sadaqa abdi, my servant has spoken the truth. My servant is truthful. My servant has been loyal. فَأَفْرِشُوا لَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفْدَهُ لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Now bring the carpet of Jannat and lay it out for him. Lay the carpet of Jannat out for the servant. And bring the clothing of Jannat. He must be made to wear the clothing of Jannat. Open the doors of Jannat for him. Open the windows of Jannat for him. And that qabr is expanded. You know, some people think, hey, such a small qabr, how am I going to make it? But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expand that qabr for this person. As far as eyes can see, that is how big the qabr becomes. And the beautiful fragrance of Jannat, the cool wind of Jannat, is coming now to him. And in another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, at that time, it will be told to him, نَمْ كَنَوْمَةِ الْعَرُوسِ الَّذِي لَا يُقِذُهُ إِلَّا أَحَبُّ أَهْلِهِ إِلَيْهِ. You sleep now, like a person who is newly married. How a person who is newly married, you sleep, you relax, you enjoy yourself. And in this way, this person will be honored, he will be respected, he will be given. Remember, when a person comes to this point, when Malakul Maut comes to him, when the scenes of the Akhirat are opening up to him, he doesn't want to come back to this dunya, because he can see Jannat before him, he can see the glad tidings before him. He doesn't want, what is this in this dunya? What is this? This dunya is a place of difficulty, it is a place of hardship, it's a place of toiling, it's a place of calamities, it's a place of sickness. He doesn't want to be in this dunya anymore. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one hadith he mentioned, Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That person who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, you know what, it means that you love to die. But naturally, all of us, we don't really have that desire to die. So she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you mean? Kulluna yakrahu al-maut. All of us dislike to die. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, that is precisely in the last moments of your life, when everything is opened up for you. At that time, who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah loves to meet him. And who is not happy to meet Allah, then Allah is not happy to meet that person. So this person is in his qabr now. Now someone will come to him. Ahsanul wajh, hasanul thiyab, tayyibul rih. This person comes to him, very beautiful face, and very good clothing, and very fragrant, you know, smell coming out from him. And this person comes and tells him, أَبَشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُرُّكْ هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوَعَدْ. Now be, rejoice, be happy with all these different comforts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made available to you. This is your day that Allah promised you. All the difficulty in this world, all the hardship in this world, waking up early in the morning for Fajr, trying to be in the masjid in the first saf, trying to get all your ibadat, trying to finish all your zikr, trying to finish all your tilawat, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the day that Allah promised for you. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let your efforts go to waste. Allah will never forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. People may forget, but Allah will never forget what you have done. All the efforts you have made to please Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got everything. And this is the day now for you to rejoice. This is the day for you to be happy. This is your promise. This is your dream come true. And then he will address that person and he will say, Man anta fawajhuka alwajhu yaji'u bil khair. Who are you? Your face is a face that brings good. You know, sometimes you can just look at a person's face and the person's face will tell you that this man is going to bring some goodness. So he'll say, your face is a face that brings good. Who are you? And then he will address him and he will say, Ana amuluka salih. I am your good actions. I am your good actions. Now I have come in this form and I'm here to support you. I'm here to be with you. I'm here to comfort you. I'm here to not make you feel lonely. There's no reason for you to feel lonely. So this person will be so happy, so happy. What level of happiness? He will say, Rabbi aqimis saa. Rabbi aqimis saa. Hatta arji'a ila ahli wa mali. Oh Allah. If already in the qabr, so much of honor, so much of respect, so many luxuries, so many comforts. Allah, make qiyamah happen right now. I want to go back now to all my wives in Jannat. I want to go to my palaces in Jannat. I want to go to my wealth in Jannat. So this is how happy this person will become. So this was the description. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the description. May Allah protect every one of us. But he had given the description also of the sinful person, of the kafir and the disbeliever and the munafiq. Time does not permit us to go into the details of that. But we need to constantly make dua. Constantly make dua and make an effort. Make an effort too. For that, remember, this is one of the duas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And we should be making this dua also. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyami yawma alqaka fi. Oh Allah, the best day in my life must not be the day when I got married. It mustn't be the day when I got some big position or when I got some degree or I got some honors, but the best day of my life, make it on that day when I meet you. That must be the best day. We need to be pleased with Allah, and Allah is pleased with us. And our whole life we need to work around this. Our whole life we need to make an effort in this line. Whenever you become lazy, you know, shaitan and nafs are there. They're there to make you lazy. There's, you know, so many elements out there to make you frightened. Just think that, you know what, I have to leave this dunya. I have to leave on the prescribed time. I need to leave in a condition that Allah is pleased with me. We'll conclude with this last incident. Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullahi Ali. He had two birds. And one day some condition overtook him. And he thought to himself, now I'm keeping these birds here, you know, like I'm keeping them in a cage. Although it is permissible to keep pets. But this condition overtook him. And he said, let me just release these birds. So he opened the cage. And one bird flew out, but the other one remained in the cage. So now he got even more worried. He said, now I separated both the birds. Both were together, now open the cage, one flew away. But after a little while he sees that the one that flew away, it comes with a small, you know, branch in its beak, a small piece of a branch in its beak, and it comes and it, as though puts it by the eyes of this other bird, and then a few tears fall from the eyes of this bird, and this bird also flies away, and it drops that piece of that branch. So he's thinking now, it seems like that bird was blind. So that bird could not fly away. So this bird knew now that this branch is some type of a miraculous branch. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gives knowledge to animals also too. So he took that thing and he tied it in his turban. So he has to go for a janazah. Now he's seeing something very, very strange. He's here by the janazah and there's two young boys. One very handsome boy, one very ugly boy. Both of them are fighting. They're fighting, you know, trying to drop one another down. Eventually the handsome boy is dropping down the ugly boy. And again they stop fighting, again they start fighting. Now he's getting irritated, you know, what's wrong with these boys? They hear this janazah, you know, someone just passed away. So he's asking the person next to him, you know, what's happening here? What are you talking about? He says, but you can't see. He says, I can't see anything. What are you talking about? So he realizes that he understood now that Allah had opened up something from the unseen. He's seeing something from the unseen that other people are not seeing. Anyway, he's just observing this. He goes to the qabr. Here again, when they come to the grave, again these two boys start fighting. And they start fighting. And eventually, the handsome boy, he drops down, the ugly boy. And then the handsome boy jumps in the grave with that dead person. And he goes away and the qabr is full. And then the person, the unattractive youngster, he starts walking away. So he goes to this youngster, he says, what's this all about? Can you please give me an explanation? I'm curious to know. What's this whole fight about? So first he tries to brush him off. But after a little while, then he tells him, you see, we are not humans. You are seeing us in this form. That what you see in the handsome boy, that is this man's good deeds. And I am his bad deeds. And we both fight right till the end. The good deeds and the bad deeds, we will fight right till the end, till the man goes in the grave. And who is stronger, that is the one that will go in the grave with the dead man. Now, the handsome boy, he went with him. He will go there, he will make sure the grave is a place of solace, a place of peace. It's a place of comfort for him. It will make his life very comfortable in the grave. Had I been stronger, I would have went with him in the grave and I would have made his life very, very miserable. So this short life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, let us engage in constructive work. Let us turn to Allah. Let us increase our amal. Let us do more good actions. Whenever you get an opportunity, read 2 rakats of nafal salah. Make shukr to Allah. Every day thank Allah. Allah gave you another day. Remember, every day is a new day. That new day, you can make definitely a positive change in your life. Just the small, small changes we will make every day. When we would have to leave this dunya, we will have no regrets. There will be no remorse in our hearts. We will be pleased. We will be happy that we have pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are pleased to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is pleased to meet us. And remember, one very important amal for the protection from the azab and punishment of the grave is the recitation of Surah Mulk. Try and make it a habit every night. It's just about 3 pages, 3.5 pages. Every night recite Surah Mulk, because the Surah Mulk, this will protect us from the punishment of the grave. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.